Hello.
I told you about the three hello.
Well, I will three hello. Welcome in to Section 119 Sports. Today we have a special baseball preview for y'all.
We're going to talk about the playoffs.
You want to talk about playoffs?
This is 100% centered on what's going on with the MLB right now, which is kind of ironic because as we are recording this podcast, I'll tell you right now, it's Tuesday night, and we got the Washington and the Dodgers game going on right now. The Dodgers, literally, as I'm saying this, just scored. So
screw you, Utley.
So we can't give you an entirely accurate picture as when you're listening to this, which is probably going to be Wednesday or Thursday, I would imagine. But we're going to talk about what's happened so far in the playoffs, what we like, and who we hope to see or who we believe is we're going to see in the championship.
What we definitely didn't like.
So I'm going to go around real quick, introduce you to my co-hosts. Here we got
Daniel Hansen
and Trevor Porath.
And I am Jaden Johnson, the guy who does not know very much about baseball, but is going to pretend to for this next 10 minutes or so. I'll be totally upfront and honest. I only watch the playoffs. I could care less about the first 162 games. I love baseball as a sport. It's fun to play. It's fun to watch occasionally, but just too many games. But right now, we are down to where it matters. And from what you guys have seen in the MLB playoffs so far, what have been your favorite moments?
So far, the wild card games, those were way fun to watch. They were down to the wire, you know, not someone just blowing someone out. It was full nine innings plus.
I will say this. As much as I'm opposed to the way the MLB does their regular season, I love that idea. The one and done wild card, that's awesome.
It's the best thing baseball's done. It sucks for the team, but the drama and just tension that's created from playing 162 games and then having it come down to nine innings, like there's seriously not any other opening round in all of sports, save maybe March Madness, that compares to that.
Like, Yeah.
And plus, they were just the two of the best games we've seen in the entire playoff so far.
You know, one of the craziest things, the home team has only won that twice since they've inducted it.
That is crazy. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it's. But I mean, that's what happens when, like, you have Madison Bumgarner, who, like, constantly becomes the road team in the wild card, so.
Now, listen, I'll tell you my thing with baseball, and I'm not going to rant here. I'm just going to make this short and sweet. I don't like baseball because there's so many games. But the playoffs where every single game matters and you see every player out there playing every pitch and every at-bat like it's the most important moment of their life, that is when baseball is sweet. And yeah, we've had some awesome down-to-the-wire games.
Yeah. The reason, like, baseball is so great, to be honest, in playoffs is because, like, you have, like, the tension of, like, a three-point shot. Like, buzzer-beater three-point shot from, like, NBAs.
But it's like
that's on every single pitch.
It's like a buzzer-beater three-pointer, but it's also like a free throw. Like, you got to sit there and think about it, too.
Like, so how often do you expect a pitcher to get a 3-1 dinger?
That was also a great moment. You don't expect it.
Not so much for Trevor.
Especially who else?
Madison Bumgarner. Plus, you think about it, I think the Cubs, most of their RBIs so far in the playoffs have come from their pitchers. Because you got to get that three-run shot, and then I think like the game before that was Travis Wood, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so, yep.
Yeah, so like...
And it's another crazy thing is, before that, Bumgarner had zero earned runs in his playoff career. So he gets all three of his earned runs on one shot by the opposing pitcher. How would you like to be that pitcher?
Well, that's pretty good since you're kind of fighting your own cause. But
for me, the highlight was last night, man, which, like I said, we're recording this on Tuesday.
NLDS Game 3.
But, yeah, Game 3 in that Cubs-Dodgers series. I mean, Cubs-Giants series. That was awesome, man. The fact that I was staying up. Tuesdays suck for me. I'm up all day. I'm out of the house all day. So I like to get a lot of sleep Monday night. But I was up until, 1:30 in the morning watching that thing. And so I have no regrets. No regrets. Awesome game.
Although, let's face the elephant that's in the playoffs right now. How even your bullsh was that Giants game? Like, to be honest. Like, so far, like, this year, their hero has been Connor freaking Gillespie.
Like, who?
Exactly. Like, You can say even your magic is not a thing for the Giants. It's a freaking thing.
You know they're going to pull this one out.
Like,
I'm sorry, Trevor. You know they're going to pull this one out somehow, some way.
They're going 6 feet under tonight, just like the Red Sox went last night.
Maybe, but the pitching matchup, I would say, favors the Giants. They've got Matt Moore, and I think the Cubs are trying out...
Lackey?
Yeah, John Lackey.
Lackey does have a better EPA or ERA.
A better GPA?
Better GPA, too.
So. That's important. Lackey's good, but when Matt Moore is on, I mean, we saw him earlier in the year almost get a no-hitter. And it's also in San Francisco. So I'd favor Matt Moore there. But
yeah, who knows what's going to happen. Even if they win that, though, man, that game five going back to Wrigley, that's going to be tough.
Dude, Wrigley has been nuts. That's the worst thing. I mean, of the Cubs not being great in the playoffs for the past 108 years, is we've missed out on Wrigley Field playoff baseball because it's like seriously a great atmosphere.
It's back in full swing right now.
The ivy on the outfield walls like turns red and everything. Yeah. Like it's an awesome, awesome place for a game.
I think if it does go to Game Five, I think the Cubs have a better option on who to pitch because they got Lester. Which is, you know, could be number one in any other team besides the Cubs because Cubs got Arrieta, but you know it'll
be interesting to see with that because Lester, you have them. The Giants, I think, would be putting out Johnny Cueto if they go with schedule, which was an excellent game one, I think, is when they played. It'd be interesting to see though if the Giants would do what they've done before in playoffs, and that's put Madison Bumgarner out there on short rest. I mean, granted, he didn't have the greatest pitching game in Game 3, but, I mean, he's still Madison Bumgarner. So it'll be interesting to see that series. Meanwhile, like we said, we got the Dodgers and Nationals are just kind of trading blows.
Right now, Dodgers are up 6-5, right? Yeah,
6-5. Top of the ninth.
Top of the ninth. So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen there.
Dodgers.
But looking into the future, who you guys – I think that right now we're kind of at a point where we can somewhat accurately make predictions – who you guys think are going to be the two teams in the World Series, and who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to answer that by kind of going back in the past a bit because we need to talk about the Blue Jays, who I think, judging by their player performance, I would say the Blue Jays are probably going to win this whole thing. Just because you look at the lineup that they have and what they've been able to accomplish so far. First of all, that AL wildcard game was just amazing. That Edwin Encarnacion home run. One of the better moments in the playoffs of recent years. But then you also had them just absolutely fandangle their way into a win against the Rangers in Game 3. Their pitching's been good. Their lineup's been terrific. I'm thinking it's going to come down to Blue Jays and Cubs, probably. And then I think Blue Jays win it. Sorry, Trevor.
I'm with you on the National League. But for the American League, I think actually going to be the Indians. They do have the home field advantage there. They do have an offense in Cleveland.
Admittedly, I'm biased against Cleveland because they knocked out my Red Sox. So
that means I already don't like Cleveland.
Then you don't look as bad.
I do believe it'll be Cleveland and Chicago in the World Series.
And let me guess,
Chicago winning it in six.
I could have called that one. As the casual, I'm basically the definition of a casual baseball fan. I like to give my allegiance to Washington because I lived out there for a little while and I know how badly that city needs to have a good team. I mean, they need it bad. It's been a while.
Their best team's the Capitals.
Yeah. So and that's a one and done playoff team every year. Yeah. So I'm cheering hard for Washington. I'm not going to base my picks on predictions since I'm not probably the best person to do that, but I'll tell you what I want to see. I want to see Cleveland go to the championship, go to the World Series, because think about Cleveland and how big of a drought they had, and then the Cavaliers finally win it, and now...
It's over. I have no more sympathy for them. They've had their championship.
They're finally a decent team, and I want on the other side, as much as I am cheering for the Washington, and I'd love to see them go too, I want to see the Cubs, because they've also got this big, long, crazy drought, like Trevor is well aware of. like six of his lifetimes. And so then those two just duke it out, and then Cleveland shatter every hope and dream of every Cubs fan who has ever lived.
I see one problem in all of our things, though. We are not accounting for believing, like, even year right. Bullshit.
I mean, come on. We already know the Giants are going to win it, right?
I mean,
they're down 2-1, but they're going to win it, right?
Yeah, pretty much. They're down 2-0. I mean, I'm they have believing. You're believing?
I'm hashtag unbelieving.
Oh, unbelieving. The unbelievers.
Unbelievable.
There's got to be some sort of catchphrase, like unbelesterable. I don't know.
I mean, right now, Dodgers are up one as I'm speaking. Up one. Two counts outs. 1-1. 2 outs.
Bryce Harper's going to bring us home, baby.
Ooh. Strike 2 right there. Dodgers almost about to take it to game 5.
Hey, we can do, that's going to be a fun game. Play-by-play. That's probably against some FCC rules or something to do a play-by-play.
It might be, but
any way that you look at it, though, I'm really excited about this playoffs. Like, there's a lot of teams that are really intriguing to me. Like, a lot of teams I'd be excited about seeing win. So we got, I mean, we're pretty spoiled with the playoffs this year.
Yeah, the greatest thing with baseball for me in the playoffs is you always have good games. Like, baseball's such a game of chance that you're guaranteed, it seems, every year to have some wild, crazy endings. So, I mean, I'll be glued to the TV for every single game I can watch, especially Giants and Cubs for the next two games for the Giants to win. But then watching the Blue Jays and Indians, that's going to be a great series. Whatever happens, like, it's just going to be, you know, it's going to be crazy. You know, it's going to be good.
Yep.
We're getting a game 5 against the Nationals and Dodgers.
Again, screw you, Utley. I don't like Chase Utley. Anyway.
He did add some of my DraftKings, so I don't mind.
Nobody cares. I'm messing. Anyway, good stuff going on with baseball. We're going to continue to have a weekly update on this. Just a short weekly update as long as the playoffs are going on. When the World Series gets here, we'll talk World Series, go a little bit more in depth into the matchups. Right now, you know, there's still 6 teams. It's hard to talk too much in a 10 to 15 minute podcast, but here we go. Keep watching the playoffs. I'm sure you'll be glued to your TV as much as we are if you're a baseball fan. So
the Red Sox got it next year.
Not even going to go there. Again.
They don't have their DH.
No, they got it next year.
Thank you for tuning in. Find us on Twitter at 119
Sports. I hate you, Chase Utley.